Welcome back to the Amaka Opara podcast. My name is Amaka Opara, your host. And yeah, if you're new here, welcome back. Or more like, if you're new here, welcome. And then if this is like your second or third time listening, welcome back. I'm happy to have you here. Today. Wow. We have a very interesting topic to talk about today. And this topic was brought about from one night. Okay, so we all know that it happens, as you know, we live as human beings these days with technology and the internet. So one particular night, about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I entered into the rabbit hole called Instagram. And for those that don't understand what the rabbit hole called Instagram is, it means what a rabbit hole is. Yeah, Instagram is a place that once you start looking at one picture, there is a very high possibility that you're going to look at another one. And then from there, you jump to someone's post. And from that person's post, you go to the explore page. And from the explore page, you just keep going on and on and on and on Instagram. And before you know it, you have spent 2 gigabytes worth of data and 1 hour of your precious time that you cannot get back. Now, on this particular day, I for some reason got to Lillian Esoro's page. Lillian Esoro, if I hope that's her name and I'm pronouncing it properly, but her name is Lillian though. She is a Nigerian actress, entrepreneur, you know, businesswoman situation. And when I got to her page, I remember it was someone's I think Bella Ninja posted something that she did via TikTok, and from there I got to her page. Okay, so that's how I got to her page. Now, she posted something, that a DM that someone sent to her. So the person was like, oh, in this COVID-19 period, like, why hasn't she you know, done a giveaway to give out money or donate to people, you know, things like that. And it was a lady that sent her the DM. So she now went on a full rant on how so many people have been sending her this kind of message, and then that the things that she has been doing to help people are not for her to show. That she has 2 pages. One is her personal page, where she you know, showcases her acting skills and just, you know, lives her life there, while she has a charity foundation page that she posts pictures of her charity events that she does yearly. And then moreover, she does her charity events yearly. It doesn't mean that she does not do other outreach related thingies in between. So someone now commented that people are very entitled, and that is where my own, you know, take on this whole situation comes into it. Now, I feel like the internet and social media has kind of given people a false right to, you know, speak their minds on people's pages, especially people who are perceived to be public figures, actors, actresses, media personality, influencers, YouTubers, you know, things like that. So people feel like, oh, because you have an online page and I follow you, I can say whatever I want to say about whatever subject matter is, and almost like there's nothing you can do about it and all that. Now, another part is the fact that the lady, or whoever it is, because I know sometimes on Instagram we have some troll accounts and you might have a lady's face, but it might not actually be a lady that sent the message, but that's another story for another day. In this particular case, the person that sent the message felt that, oh, because she's supposed to have money, being an actress, that she's supposed to do a giveaway, so someone like her or them can have access for them to get money from her. Now, is it actually your right to demand money from a perceived public figure because you follow the person and you just assume that the person should have money and the money should be yours? I don't know. Like, it doesn't even make sense whatsoever. Like, if you really need money, but there are people that are publicly, you know, asking people to send them account numbers and all that, and they're giving out money. Go and meet those people. Do you understand? And the thing is, someone now brought in the whole Bible verse where it was quoted that whatever you do in secret to be your God that sees, your Father that sees what's done in secret will reward you accordingly. And that came to mind at the point, because I'm like, okay, it's possible it's possible that this lady is actually doing things you know, on the down low without anyone knowing. But who gave you the right to demand that she publicizes her gift giving or almsgiving to you so you don't cancel her? And that's another problem with cancel culture. Like, I get that some people deserve to be cancelled. Like, let's not go there. Some people do deserve to be cancelled. However, where does compassion and forgiveness come into play? Now, this is another story entirely, so let me not divert from the subject matter. Now, from the picture of the person that sent in that message, it seemed to be like a young person, maybe in the early mid-20s. So, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this human being now, you are maybe jobless and you can't figure out any other thing to do with your time. You're just looking for who is giving out free money in order for you to leech on and then have access to the person's money. And when that money comes, finishes, you're now looking for the next person. Like, what happened to you using your head and figuring out what you can do to consistently have money that is from the work of your hands? Because it's different when you are being given money and when you have to work for your money. Like, literally work for your money. Like, put your head and your hands and your legs to work to get money. I know that free money, it is sweet. Like, money you do not work for and don't have to pay back, it is very, very sweet to spend. But some people do not value money except they put in a form of work to get the money. Okay, now that I've said that, I want to clarify that I'm all for, you know, allowing money to flow to you in unexpected ways and all. I believe that, and it has happened to me, but there's still a level of pride and purpose to being a human being, that when you work for your ends meet, it strikes you differently. It strikes you differently. You have this sense of ownership. You have this sense of confidence. I don't know if someone that is listening to this thing gets what I'm saying. And if you do, please, like, you know, take a picture of this episode and then, you know, hit me up on Instagram. Like, I need to know that someone is feeling me. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it hits you differently. I don't know. But, oh well. It is not the person's fault, because there is social media for you to use in order to say whatever I want to say to a public figure. But, like, I'm trying to see if the roles were reversed and it was this lady that was in that position where someone is asking her to publicize the charity work that she's doing. Like, I don't understand. Like, is that people don't think things through? Like, put yourself in another person's position. Like, I don't know. Is it an age thing? Okay, not an age thing, because I know, like, there's some people that are old AF and they're still not wise. But, like, what could the issue be? Like, what is the root of this situation? Is it the accessibility that the internet and social media brings? Is it the just rudeness of human beings? I don't know. Please, if you have any idea what, please let me know, because I am also trying to understand and see it from another person's perspective, aka the person that is demanding that Lillian gives out her money, and then after giving out her money, she'll make it a public affair. Like, I don't know. That is my rant for today. That is my rant for today. Oh, please, if you are listening to this and you are on that table looking for free money, you are allowed to stay there. But just know, when you work and achieve a goal that you set for yourself, especially we ladies, when you achieve a money goal that you set for yourself and you put your brains to work and you analyze and strategize, and then that particular goal comes into fruition. If you never witnessed or not witnessed, yeah, witnessed and experienced the kind of joy and pride that comes with accomplishing that, then you need to go and sit down and rethink your life and find something that's going to drive you, right, to be able to experience such a transcendent thing. And yeah, that is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening in, and if you're not already subscribed, please do. I would really love to see you back here. Feel free to share this episode on social media with all your friends. Get everyone hooked up to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next week. Bye.